thisisofhappiness.org. Today, I have a really good friend from college with me. And if you listened to the last podcast about the running community, he's someone that I actually met through running. We lead the running club together too. I'm so excited for him to come on today. Nick, tell us about yourself.
All right. So, yeah, as Cassie said, I'm in running club as well. And that's actually how I met her and Bree, who was on the last podcast. And so I'm an accounting major, but outside of that, I just like to stay active. Usually most days of the week, I'll either lift or run or walk, or as it's getting nicer out, just go for hikes or enjoy the outdoors. And it's a big part of my life. And in addition to that, just, you know, I'm really close with my family and my dog, Azula, who's my best friend. Yeah.
Yay, thank you. That's so good. So the Pieces of Happiness podcast question I have for you is, where or how do you usually find your piece of happiness?
So when you first came to me with this question, I really had to, you know, sit down and think about it, try to identify one specific thing that brings me so much happiness. And I really struggled to narrow it down after I came down to three, and that was music, nature, and travel. And so I started thinking, what do all these have in common? And I decided to land on experiences, and they're all experiences in their own separate ways, but that's my major piece of happiness.
Yeah, I really love that. Would you be able to share a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so I could go on, but basically, you know, when you think of music, maybe you don't think of it as an experience for starters, but there's different outlets to that. I mean, obviously there's concerts, and that's something that we haven't really gotten in the past year, but I just love concerts. I love the atmosphere of them. And I also play guitar, and I used to play saxophone, and it just brings me so much joy when I'm listening to all these different genres of music, and it can really just completely change your mood if you're having a bad day. It really just brings you up. And then on the second prong of that is nature, and, you know, more specifically, just like things involved in nature and kind of the active part of that, such as hiking and running and walking. You know, every week when I'm home, I try to take my dog out for a walk in nature, and it's always fun finding new places and just realizing how much in the world there is to see. And within that, I guess, you know, that ties into travel. Just so many different experiences to be had when traveling. And there's so many things I want to do and so many places I want to go and see. And I find that every time I travel to a new place, I'm exposed to, you know, new people and cultures and food and just all these different things. And it always helps me come back feeling, you know, re-energized and more well-rounded, I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense. So going back to your music part that you shared, I was trying to think about how when I usually listen to music, it really changes my mood. Like, depending on which playlist I listen to, it changes my mood. Or if I'm sad, I'll listen to like my refresh playlist and it will quite literally refresh me and I'll be happy again. So I was wondering if there's anything like that that you have, or just anything in general with how music can change your mood.
Yeah, I mean, I know I have like 1,000 different playlists on Spotify for 1,000 different moods, but there are definitely ones that I go to, even for specific days of the week. Like every Friday, I feel like I find myself gravitating towards a really happy one, as I'm happy to, you know, close off the work week and looking forward to fun things to do on the weekend.
That's really cool that you have a different playlist for each day of the week, or just like gravitate towards a different playlist each time. I've never really thought about that, but I think that's true. I actually do that as well. And just like depending on the day of the week, there's a certain mood that I'm feeling, and the music just like really fixes that. And there was a podcast that I was in with my church recently about, I think it was 2 weeks ago now, and it was really cool. We actually talked about how when you're feeling in a sad mood, or you're feeling in a mood that you don't particularly want to be in, you are able to click on a playlist and almost literally change your mood. And that kind of reminds me of that. And that's kind of cool that if you are not feeling happy, but you want to be, music could probably help you do that in a certain extent. So that was kind of cool that she shared that.
Yeah, and I mean, I even have different playlists for different times of the year as well. specifically, I have like a spring, summer, fall, and winter playlist, but even just like different months, you know, I'm going as I'm feeling, you know, more springy, especially coming out of winter now. I'm starting to, you know, gravitate towards these happier songs of like, you know, what the future holds, and just super excited about that. And then in the summer, you know, I'm jumping through all these different songs that bring me, you know, bliss and just good feelings. And yeah, just, you know, whether it be day to day or month to month, I just found myself going to different songs.
That's really cool. I really love that. And I think that I also, this is not related to happiness, maybe it is, but it kind of just reminded me, I have a playlist for each year, but I always like start fresh every year. It kind of reminds me of that, but not the same thing, but it's kind of fun to go back and listen to like what my mood was freshman year or sophomore year or just anything like that. It's kind of cool to see it.
Yeah, I actually do that as well. And kind of a weird one, but I actually make CDs for each year. I'm a huge CD junkie. I have a ton and I just collect them like crazy. But I'll also make some every now and then. For example, I make like a summer of each year going back to like 2016. So summer 2016 through now 2020, we just finished up. And so I make a CD for each summer year. And, you know, just putting them in the car, and it really just brings you back to all those different years. And I think it's super cool how music can do that and evoke so much emotion.
Yeah, that's so fun. Do you listen to it with the windows down too?
Always. You have to.
Makes it so much better. Okay, so going to the nature part of it, is there like a, I don't know if you've noticed, is there a certain time of the day that you feel it brings you more happiness than others, or different feelings like based in it?
It's definitely tough, but yeah, like definitely throughout different parts of the day bring different feelings, but they can all bring different happiness on different days. For example, like I love doing an early morning hike and getting to the top of a mountain or something and seeing the sunrise. I think that's one of the neatest things you can do. But at the same time, afternoon hike that ends with getting to the top of the mountain when the sun is setting also can just bring me like so much happiness. And just like any time of day, I know I've always tried to get running club to do a night run, and we still haven't done that, but
we'll get there.
I think there's just, you know, happiness to be gained from being out in nature any time of day. That you just feel different emotions, and it's super cool to experience that with everything around you.
Yeah, that is so cool. And I feel like I've never really thought of it like that. So I'm definitely going to keep that in mind as I go throughout my days now. But is there, I feel like this is maybe an obvious one, but with the weather, is there like, if you were had a morning hike planned and then it just started pouring, would you still go, or would it like make you not as happy anymore? What would happen with the weather and not being able to really predict it as much?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie, weather definitely affects my mood a lot. But as far as like, you know, whether I'd still go out, I guess it depends on how strenuous the hike is or whatever I'm doing. But also there's just still so much to see. Like you'll see animals come out in the rain that, you know, wouldn't be out if it was just sunny all the time. And it's that rain that brings all of the greenness that you can appreciate most in the sun. And just having that appreciation, I think, is what would push me to go out, even if it is raining. And, you know, it can still just bring you happiness. Running in the rain is a super awesome feeling. Yes. Every now and then. And, or like snow, it's so beautiful when the snow's coming down. So even though maybe it's not as ideal for, you know, how you're feeling physically, mentally, it can still take you different places that are, you know, really awesome.
Yeah, and it seems like it's almost a mindset too, because the snow, you could look at it as in, this is terrible, I can't go anywhere, but also you can look at it at how it's beautiful. So it's just like the mindset, I guess, too, with how the weather is.
Yeah, and I think it really makes you appreciate like everything around you, especially when you are snowed in. I know, for example, like, you know, I'm gonna be bringing up my dog again, but she loves the snow more than like anything else besides the ocean. And every time there's the first big snowstorm of the year, Nothing brings me more happiness than taking her outside and just watching her like sprint around. She goes crazy. And I guess it kind of brings me back to like, you know, when we were kids and we just find so much wonder in the snow and playing around in it. So that's super cool as well, you know, to experience that when it snows.
Yeah, definitely. That's so sweet. So looking at the last part with the travel, I know that I think it was last fall, you just took like a solo trip somewhere. I honestly don't know where you went, but I remember you just went somewhere by yourself and traveled and just like had a really great time. And I think that's really cool. Like, I really admire that you did that, because I think that takes a lot of courage. Even though it doesn't seem that hard, you still are going and you're being with yourself and being with nature. And I just think that's so cool. And I was wondering if you could share a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it was my first time ever doing that. And honestly, I don't really remember how I came up with that idea. But I love, you know, the fall colors in nature and just going out and seeing all the leaves. So sometime in last summer, especially during like this pandemic and everything, it was tough to travel to these tropical places or any huge thing. And it really made you realize, you know, places you can go to right in your backyard are just as beautiful. So I decided to plan a trip up to Vermont, and I thought, you know, I've never traveled on my own, but it's definitely something I was interested in trying out just to see how it was. So I booked this Airbnb and I just went up for the weekend because it was during classes. And I got up there late Friday night, and then I only had all of Saturday, and then I had to leave Sunday morning. So I kind of created an itinerary and I rented this Airbnb that was like right at the bottom of this mountain. Mount Mansfield, which is the highest point in Vermont. And so I knew I wanted to climb to the top of this mountain and just, you know, take in the view of it being peak fall colors from all the trees down below. And it was absolutely life-changing. I mean, I just, along the trail, I met so many cool people and they were all so friendly. I think it's a Vermont thing. But they all just like, you know, were asking me about, you know, where I'm from. It's a pretty highly trafficked area, so they were very interested in seeing like all the different people's, you know, locations and everything. And when I got to the top, you know, it's so high up, all the trees are gone, so it's mostly rocky, but it's perfect because it allows you to get that view of everything below you. And, you know, I just left that weekend feeling so refreshed and ready to like, you know, take on whatever the next week, next month, rest of the semester had to, you know, challenge me. And I think it's, you know, trips like that, it doesn't have to be some major trip, although those are super special as well, to, you know, bring you happiness and bring you back to your home, being appreciative of everything you have.
Yeah, that sounds so amazing. And I'm jealous. I would really love to do that sometime. But I feel like that almost emphasizes the idea of like letting yourself take a break, but you're just doing it in an even cooler place than your house. And I think that's really cool because there is that idea of being refreshed if you don't do anything for a while at home, like take a moment for yourself. But I feel like there's a whole nother like addition added onto it when you travel as well. And it's really cool that you did it by yourself because I feel like that really lets you be with yourself and just notice how you're feeling. Maybe you might have not been as happy and you were able to like acknowledge it and be happier in that time. But is there anything like that that you really acknowledged while you were there?
Yeah, it was 100% a weekend of just taking a break from it all. And as I said, it was my first time doing this a weekend alone. So I was, you know, forced to confront, do I really like this? Enjoy doing traveling alone? And it's definitely not something I'd like to do every time I travel because I love experiencing things with all my friends around me and the people I love most. And but as far as this weekend goes, I think I really learned a lot about myself through just that one weekend. And, you know, when you're just alone in a house or alone climbing a mountain with your own thoughts, you really, you know, realize what's important to you and again, like while I was hiking up that mountain, that was another, you know, nature thing. And I just felt so connected to it all and just really realized my priorities in life that weekend and what I need to bring happiness.
Yeah, I really loved that. Was there any other times where you were with other people that you felt that it was really impactful, similar to that?
Yeah, one that definitely comes to mind is back freshman year of college. I was given the opportunity to travel to Europe with some of my other classmates and a professor that was teaching a class, and it was with a class. But we actually collaborated with a group of German students. So we were in Switzerland and Germany for about a week and a half. And I thought it was just, you know, absolutely enlightening being able to interact with these German students of the same age. And it was just like they had so many different views on things. And it was just such a cool thing hearing their perspectives on different world affairs or, you know, just day-to-day things. It provided you so many different thoughts that you had never thought of before, being stuck, you know, in an American mind. And that's not a bad thing, but definitely getting those global perspectives, I feel like, has helped me grow so much. And, you know, I get that takeaway from any major traveling thing I've done.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I think that it's also really neat that you're able to actually learn something from traveling. Like, it's not just, like, beyond just yourself. You can even learn from the things around you and the people around you. And I think that's even impactful within itself.
Yeah, definitely. And I know just, like, a big thing for me is talking to the locals whenever I travel to a place. For one, if you're nice to them, you know, they always seem to be nice back to you. And they always have great stories, and they can help you find, you know, good places for food or for a stay, best beaches. And it's from those people that, you know, you get the best experiences, because they have some insights that, you know, the internet doesn't, or just people that aren't from the area. And you can usually learn a lot from, you know, people of any different area.
Yeah, I feel like that's so cool that you do that, because I feel like there's so many people in the world that travel and just kind of forget that people actually live where they're traveling. And I feel like that's a great example of the little things in life, because you can really like take joy in those little things that you learn from them, or somewhere that they really like to eat all the time, and just be able to experience that too. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like definitely something you have to kind of go out of your way to do. I know a lot of times I'm consciously thinking about like, oh, I should probably talk to this person, because it's not necessarily the impulse to do that. You know, you kind of, when you come across strangers, a lot of the time you just want to keep to yourself. But, you know, usually people are nice if you're nice to them, and they'll offer you so much, so many different perspectives. And it's just been great. Every time I've gone out on a limb to speak to someone when traveling, it's always wound up being, you know, providing me a great experience.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's such a challenge next time I'm traveling, whenever that could be, to really be able to talk with someone and learn from them. So just a question that I just thought of was, is there a time that you can think of where all three of these things were combined and you really found a strong happiness from that?
Yeah, there are definitely, like, you know, hikes when I've been traveling somewhere where I'll put in some earbuds and just turn on a feel-good playlist or something like that. And though a lot of times I do just like to connect with nature and listen to all its different sounds while I'm hiking, it can be really special to just, you know, get that musical exposure while you're getting the exposure to nature and the exposure of traveling and meeting new people all in one. It can be such a dopamine rush getting all those different sensations all at once. And I just really love, you know, whether it be a hike or walking along the beach, music can really, you know, enhance that experience as well. And I just love all the different exposure to the things I'm feeling and the things others are feeling around me. It can really just give you the best of all three worlds with regards to these experiences of music, nature, and travel.
Yeah, I really love that. And I love how it just like perfectly ties it all together. But I do have one more question for you. And that would be, what is the main thing that you want people to take away from this conversation?
I think the biggest takeaway I'd like people to have is just to live in the moment. There's so much to be grateful for in every experience you have. And, you know, life is fleeting and you just gotta really appreciate, you know, all the experiences you have had and look forward to all the experiences you're gonna have. And just really getting the most out of every single moment you're in can really make you reflect and be super happy about your life.
Yeah, I really love that. Living in the moment is just like my favorite thing. So I love that you shared that. So thank you so much for sharing today, Nick, and coming on. I really, really appreciate it. And for those of you who are listening, I really hope you enjoyed, and maybe this is something you can try to, or even challenge yourself to be able to talk to someone or listen to music or go into nature or really anything. I feel like that's such a cool challenge to be able to really live in the moment in that way. And if you don't already, make sure to follow the blog on Facebook and on Instagram. And if you're able to, make sure to share it with your friends. But thank you so much for